Can computers study complex human phenomena? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Wesley Wildman, professor of philosophy, theology, and ethics at the Boston University School of Theology, delves into this question.
Religious beliefs and behaviors are complex, so a lot of different university disciplines get involved in studying them, from philosophy to neuroscience and everything in between. While it is wonderful to see the humanities and sciences both involved in studying complex human phenomena, we lack a deep understanding of how all these perspectives fit together. My research team uses computational modelling and simulation to unite these disciplinary perspectives, producing artificial societies inhabited by agents with virtual minds. We use experimental and observational findings to establish behaviour patterns such as personality-driven responses to other people. We use social science findings to design processes such as finding jobs and raising children. The result is a bit like a computer game, except the point is accuracy rather than entertainment. Essentially, we are using a virtual complex system to model a real-world complex system. When we see behaviour emerge from the artificial society that matches what we know about real-world behaviour, we have reason to trust the causal engine powering the simulation, and we can start using the model to run virtual experiments. The causal architecture of the model is effectively a large-scale theory synthesizing knowledge from numerous disciplines. What's more, it's an executable, testable model. We have used this method in many studies, from religious responses in the wake of terrifying earthquakes to mutually escalating religious violence. Computer modelling and simulation is a method tailor-made for studying complex human phenomena such as religion.
That was Wesley Wildman of Boston University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.